Welcome back to Romanticy, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Faye Keegan. This week on the Romanticy podcast, we're listening to episode 2 of Night School, Drawn Together. If you listened last week, I mentioned that Night School is the first series that was paranormal fantasy or really fantasy of any kind that we made at Dipsy. It was also the first series we made especially for Halloween. We really leaned into spooky vibes in many elements of this series, so keep an eye out for those. You'll see little Halloween-y references everywhere you turn. Last week, I talked a bit about the two hottest, sexiest elements of vampires being, one, their obsession with you being all-encompassing, bordering on that of a food source, and two, the inherent danger of the relationship. They're not only obsessed with you, they might want to, you know, drink your blood. The third hottest element of vampires, which also applies generally to other immortal creatures, is that they are ancient. Ancientness is hot because it speaks to an absolute wealth of knowledge you never possibly could acquire. And so you actually often see what we're doing here, which is like the vampire professor in literature. They just like know so much. It's kind of like a super sexy super nerd that you could never possibly reach in terms of what they know. But they also can flex not only being experts in the library, but also experts in the bedroom. There's just something so appealing about, you know, dating someone who knows how to get it done and has had centuries of practice. And as we get to know Nicholas more in episode 2 of Night School, we get to see some of that knowledge put to practice. If you can't wait week to week to hear these episodes and want to hear the whole series right now, it's all available on the Dipsy app. And you can get 30 days free by using code ROMANTICY at dipsystories.com. That's DipseStories.com/romanticy to get your 30 days free. But here it is on the podcast, episode 2 of Night School, Drawn Together.
It's just my strategy right now is pretty much total disengagement. I still go to Nicholas's office on Friday nights to work, obviously. I can't not work.
Well, you could. You just wouldn't be Helena.
Yeah. Anyway, last week he brought it up. He was pretty much staring at me and then really softly was like, can we talk about last week? I just said, nothing to talk about.
But there kind of is something to talk about, Helena. You two have this crazy chemistry. He pursues you for all this time. And then once you finally hook up, he says, I can't do this without any real explanation. I don't know. If it was me, I would want an answer.
I knew Alex had a point. A wet fern brushed against my leg as I walked deeper into the forest on the outskirts of campus. I just don't really know what talking would do. Maybe I miscalculated. Like, the other day, I realized I don't even know him at all.
What do you mean?
I didn't even think to read his dissertation. It's from 25 years ago, Alex. But he looks at most, I don't know, 40? So he's way older than I thought. Or what? He got his PhD when he was, like, 15.
Okay, that's pretty weird.
And then there's this whole thing with the dreams. I had another one 2 nights ago. Okay, I was standing outside the history building, looking up at his office. It was dark outside. His office was lit up by candles, and I could see him standing there. And then he made eye contact with me through the window.
Very detailed, okay.
So obviously I went the next night to the history building.
To test the hypothesis.
Yeah, the dreams were real.
Oh, God.
I know. Okay. So, yeah, fucking long story short.
No, Helena, are you serious?
Yes, Alex, it fucking happened exactly like I dreamed it. Exactly. I don't even believe in astrology, and my dreams are, like, coming true now.
Oh, this is weird, Helena. I feel like you should probably...
Alex? Alex? Shit. I'd lost service. I was deep in the forest now, and I had no idea where I was. A storm seemed to be coming in, and fast. It was already almost dark. I saw a sharp beam of light moving through the rain. It landed on me briefly, then darted away. My muscles tensed and I felt adrenaline bloom in my chest. I froze, standing as still as possible.
Helena.
Oh, my God. Nicholas? What the fuck?
I'm sorry if I frightened you.
Oh, you shouldn't sneak up on people like that.
You shouldn't be hiking this late. It's dangerous.
What are you doing out here, then?
I know these trails well. I was just headed back when I heard you on the phone. Will you let me walk you back? The storm's gonna be bad.
We walked in silence through the brush. He moved confidently as if the way was burned into his mind. But I wasn't sure how that could be. It was so dark and everything looked the same in the fog. There was so much I wanted to ask him. And there was so much I wanted to say.
I know you don't want to talk about it. I've been thinking about it the other night. I wanted to apologize for my behavior.
Okay.
I was rude, at the very least. Not particularly forthcoming. I didn't explain myself, my actions. But I wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed that night. I really enjoyed being close to you like that. I really, really admire you, Helena. I really like you. I think you're incredibly intelligent, passionate. You're your own person.
You can stop.
No, I don't want to. I care about you very much, Helena. I want you to know that. I want you to think about how we could make this work, how we could be together, just despite the risk.
Wait. Risk? What do you mean, risk?
I know all this vagueness must be frustrating. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you everything, but I promise I'll explain everything very soon. We should probably...
This way. He grabbed my hand, and there it was, that strange electricity between us. He didn't let go as we ran, and I didn't want him to either.
Here, come under the awning.
Are you going to invite me in?
Yeah. Come on in.
So, this is where you live.
Yeah. Not much to really take in.
Yes, there is.
He was looking directly at me. His dark hair looked even darker from the rain. Unlike last time, he leaned towards me first as we stood there in the entryway. He placed his mouth on mine gently.
I've been wanting to do that again.
Why do I feel this electrical current?
File that under. I'll explain soon.
You know that folder's getting pretty big.
I know. I'm sorry, trust me.
I pushed him against the kitchen counter. I do trust you. Weirdly. He suddenly picked me up for a second, switched our places so that I was wedged between him and the counter. He leaned in to kiss me more deeply. Our tongues met, and the edges of my vision blurred.
Come to my bedroom.
Come here. Come sit down on me. I want to feel every part of you. Feel you kiss me like this. Run my hands through your hair. Pull you closer towards me. Yeah. Lay down on the bed. Let me get these wet clothes off you.
He unbuttoned my shirt slowly. The damp fabric stuck to my skin. I shivered. Then he slid my jeans off my legs. I was wearing just my bra and underwear.
You're alarmingly beautiful.
Alarmingly? Are you alarmed?
Slightly.
Come here. We sat facing each other, and I lazily ran my fingers across Nicholas's chest, then slid his t-shirt up and off. His skin seemed to blaze with energy. A steady buzz ran through me, maybe throughout the whole room. As I reached for his belt buckle, sliding it off, and then his pants, he leaned down towards me and kissed me deeply.
This is okay.
More than okay. He moved to lie on top of me, kissing me along my neck, under my ear, tugging my hair just slightly as he went. I traced the shape of his scalp, felt every twitch of muscle. My hips arched towards him. I was used to the buzzing feeling now, understood how it pulsed and surged and faded with our movements. His lips brushed against my nipple. He moved his head down now between my legs. He paused, then looked up at me with those dark eyes. When he touched my clit with his tongue, I felt like I caught on fire for a brief moment. Then the warmth widened, pooling into my entire body, like I had melted. Oh, God. Fine. Yes. He was touching me now with his fingers, sliding them in and out of me, massaging my clit. An intense look came over his face.
Helena.
Please. I want you. Nicholas. He inched up my body again so our faces were close to one another. He was holding eye contact, like he could see some inner part of me that even I wasn't familiar with. I arched my hips towards him again, felt his cock hard and ready, teasing against me. Then he thrust forward, pushing inside. Never felt pleasure like this before. It was so overwhelming, I was trying to focus and ground myself in the moment. I could feel how close I was already. I tried to stave it off.
Don't hold back.
How did you?
We have a connection.
Oh, God. Nicholas. I'm so close.
Get on top of me. I'm gonna watch you.
Oh, touch my breast.
Yeah. Oh, I like this.
He squeezed my nipples once, then again, and the warm buzz surged. I felt myself clench around him hard.
Oh. Incredibly good. Okay, alarmingly good.
Agreed. I wanted to say more, ask him more. There was so much to talk about, I knew. So much he was close to sharing. If I could just find the right way to ask. But the buzz of pleasure was fading into something else. A deep fatigue, so deep it felt like I'd run a marathon hours earlier.
Good night, Helena.
He held me for hours as I slept. When he left, I didn't feel him go. I woke at 7 to bright sunlight, cold air rushing through a window I'd left open the night before, the blinds clattering, a sense of peace. My body felt weirdly relaxed, energized. On the pillow lay a note, in handwriting I knew almost as well as my own. Dinner tonight at my place, 8, N.